Well, universities are warning they'll be forced to shed tens of thousands of staff after missing out on the federal government's JobKeeper subsidy for a third time. Universities have been excluded because they don't meet Treasury's test, but that test has changed several times since the COVID-19 crisis began. University representatives say this decision could take unis around the country to the brink at a time when they say we need them more than ever. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
There are roughly 50,000 people working for Australian universities across the country. Vicky Thompson is the chief executive of the Group of Eight, a body representing Australia's eight largest universities. She says right now, the future of every single member of staff is uncertain.
That affects people who have mortgages and have bills to pay. And I don't think we can ignore the fact that there seems to be one set of rules for one set of employees and another set of rules for those employed in our universities.
The eligibility criteria for receiving the JobKeeper payment has changed in recent weeks. Each change has provided a window for universities to receive the wage subsidy, only to then be told they'll be excluded.
We seem to have had change after change after change to ensure that our universities and our employees cannot access JobKeeper. And that is disappointing and, I guess, inexplicable. And you'd have to ask government as to why that is the case, why they believe that those people who are employed at universities should not be eligible when others are.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told ABC Radio Melbourne government grants are to blame for the funding snub.
The reason behind what we have done is to ensure that when it comes to universities, that they rightly take into account this extra funding from the Commonwealth with regards to grants in their turnover. That's reasonable.
Vicky Thompson says that's nonsense.
We certainly understand the government package that they have established under JobKeeper is an incredible package and an incredible drain on the budget. We get that. And we're not after any special treatment, but we are after a level playing field for our employees. And we haven't had that, and in fact, quite the opposite.
The union representing workers in tertiary education is adding its voice to the fight for JobKeeper payments. National President Alison Barnes told PM she doesn't see how universities can remain solvent without the subsidy.
The government has essentially told international students to go home, thus damaging that source of income. And they're not doing anything, I suppose, to deal with the problems that creates for Australian universities and their staff. We are facing a jobs apocalypse with 30,000 jobs potentially being lost across the sector. And this erodes our universities from meeting and performing their core functions of teaching our kids, of reskilling the economy and doing the research that is vital for Australian society and the Australian economy.
The union says roughly $10 billion of funding has been drained from universities since the early 1990s. Despite this, many universities around the country have continued to grow. Indeed, Sydney University's financial accounts show it earned over $170 million in the 2018 financial year. But Group of Eight CEO Vicky Thompson says this is a test like no other.
For some reason, the government seems to be doing all it can to ensure that universities are not eligible. And it just is a little concerning about the message that sends to the employees of our universities who seem to be put into a particular category which is different to employees in other industry sectors.
Vicky Thompson, over decades, different governments have given universities, for want of a better term, a hard time in terms of funding. And yet every year, universities seem to be able to bounce back and, more than that, grow at quite a rapid rate, shifting your focus each time to different business models and different ways of operating. Why should this time be any different in terms of the Group of Eight's resilience in terms of its economic model?
We have had to be very creative in terms of diversifying our particular sources of revenue so that we can continue to teach the numbers of students we teach and we can continue to undertake the research that we undertake. Around $6 billion of research is spent by the Group of Eight. We spend on research across the Group of Eight each year. And that research is the very research which we are now relying on to actually lead us out of this crisis as we search for a vaccine and other areas.
Vicky Thompson, though, I guess that's the point that I'm trying to make, that the government is all too aware of the resilience of the Group of Eight, which is why it's essentially saying, look, you don't need it. Let's divert the JobKeeper payment to other institutions that need it more than you.
Well, let me say that resilience is being severely tested in a way that it has never been tested before. And the cuts that we are seeing, the revenue downgrades we are seeing are real, and they are hitting us where it hurts the most. And it's hitting us in terms of our ability and our capacity to deliver in the way that we have been able to in the past.
Group of Eight CEO Vicky Thompson speaking with David Taylor.